the Nightcap here on 700 WLW. Now joining us on the AcuteHearingCenters.com hotline, a guy that I was just introduced to via email. You know, I've got all these different people, PR people who push guys with books and all this other stuff. And actually, David contacted me personally. I don't know how he got my email, but I'm glad he did. Well, at least now I'm glad. We'll find out after the end of the conversation whether I'm glad that he got in touch with me personally. And I'm going to screw this up. You just gave me perfect instructions, David, on how to say properly your last name. David Nabhan?
You hit it right on the head.
Fantastic. David Nabhan joins us. And David, among other things, has been attacked by the Green Party, which I just find hilarious, because the Green Party seem like they're so innocuous and they wouldn't harm a fly, but you've been attacked by the Green Party, and I'm curious as to find out why. David, how are you doing this evening?
Well, first of all, thanks, Gary, for having me on, and it's an honor and a pleasure to chat with the people of Cincinnati, especially on this is the second time on your station.
All right, fantastic.
But to bring your listeners up to date as quick as I can, and I'll try to be brief, over the last few weeks, I've published some very pointed, no-nonsense articles dealing with what the lunatic fringe that you were referring to, masquerading as ecologists, are doing around the world, and, you know, and their absurd temper tantrums have gotten to the point where they're killing people in the tens of thousands. And the focus of those articles concerns the cold home crisis in Britain, which just banned their last fracking well north of Liverpool just only days ago. So in spite of the scandalous sacrificing of, I think the data says, 3,000 senior citizens in Britain yearly die owing to the cold home crisis. They can't heat their homes. So these senior citizens are being shunted off to premature pneumonic deaths, you know, forced to freeze while doling out warmth in their ill-heated domiciles.
Well, David, you have to understand, in Great Britain, when you have socialized medicine and death panels, it kind of takes the pressure off the bureaucrats if they just die on their own because they're cold.
Well, and, you know, the data I used was from the EG3, which is part of they're an organ of the Green Party. And so they're horrified that I caught them speaking out of both ends of their mouth. On the one hand, they're complaining about fuel poverty. And on the other, they're calling for fracking. So, their rebuttal was, they published, you know, the same sort of ludicrous slogan filled, you know, how dare you stuff. But nothing having to do with the science, and the science says that they're killing people, not just in Britain. The poor people in Africa by the tens of thousands are being killed because there's no coal anymore, and they're forced to burn dung and also anything that comes to hand, toxic stuff with real toxic fumes. So putting a nice little slogan on top of something like green doesn't necessarily mean that these are good ideas and that these are good people. They're dangerous and they're killing people, old people.
And you're right about them not being good people. And they're a lot less concerned about the environment and ecological issues than they are about transforming societies into being, you know, consolidating power and becoming socialist in the redistribution of wealth. That's what it all basically boils down to. At the end of the day, which I hate that phrase, I can't believe I just used it, but in the ultimate analysis, it's anti-people. The whole movement is anti-people.
Well,
is it not?
It is anti-people. And I was on another talk radio show a couple of days ago in Calgary, and the presenter brought up the very same question. Another article that I published has to do with the Haber process and how half the food on the planet is cooked up artificially using natural gas. Natural gas turned into ammonia, which is turned into fertilizer. 500 billion tons of fertilizer every year on this planet pushes the nourishment for 7.5 billion people. It's impossible to feed 7.5 billion people with just the fixed nitrogen that we have naturally occurring on the planet. So, yeah, when the Haber process changed the world in 1910, our world would have stayed forever at 3.5 billion people. And I think that's really what gets their knickers in a twist. They want half the people on the planet dead. And, you know, the population bomb, they've always got some kooky end days pablum going. if it's not a population bomb that fizzles or an ice age that didn't arrive or, you know, Y2K. They're always constant. You know, this has been going on for decade after decade. The world's going to end in 10 years. And they never get their wish, but like you said, I believe they want half of us gone, but it's always the other. They don't ever include themselves in the half. They imagine that it's everybody else that's going to die, and which will leave them alive.
Well, people like Al Gore are just looking to capitalize, literally capitalize on this movement.
$200 million.
But the people who are actually behind this, the globalists, the elitists who are actually behind this, it doesn't matter what method is used. Less people, less population means easier to control. It's very, very obvious, David.
Well, and it's hard to believe, you know, when people hear what you just said, and you're using words that they're going to, that they will call code words, you know, globalist, vast conspiracies. It's pretty shocking that it's as amazingly obvious as you have just stated, and I think they're counting on that. They're not bothering to hide it anymore. It's out in the open in many ways.
Why do you think, David, why do you believe that the establishment, say, in Washington, D.C., in our country, and there's been much, much pushback about us limiting our role or reducing our role and being the policeman of the world and engaging in never-ending wars? The establishment, the military-industrial complex, whoever, and you can relay them back to, you know, you say it's a key word, it's a bumper sticker word, whatever. I'll use it because...
No, and you'll pay for it, too.
That's who these people are. They're globalist, and they're elitist, and they're one-world government people. And the establishment, the military-industrial complex in Washington, continues to engage in these never-ending wars that we're still involved with. And the current president campaigned against and has been trying, much to the chagrin of those military establishment people, to get us out of those situations. But if you are continually in a state of war, again, ultimately, the effect is reducing population. It is the effect, ultimately, of never-ending wars, is limiting life expectancy, and again, reducing population, just like the climate terrorists are doing right now at the UN Global Climate Conference, which is going on. Time magazine finally released their long-awaited Person of the Year, and it's none other than 16-year-old Swedish student Greta Thunberg, who, of course, made her big mark at the UN earlier this year and almost didn't get to Madrid, Spain for the conference because her sailboat didn't get there on time. But she's the Person of the Year. And I had another guest on, I forget who it was, last week. I was telling you about, who said, you know, I'm not going to beat up on Greta Thunberg. She's a girl. She's a child. But she is being used as a tool by these cultist climate people, man-made climate people, for their own gains, whatever they may be.
Well, and so I've interacted with so many scientists around the world over the last 2.5 decades, and this I've asked them, when are you all going to find your spines and start, not just in this matter, now we. Look at the terrified biologists and geneticists of the world. They're going to have to send Crick and Watson's Nobel Prize back to them because XX and XY chromosomes don't exist anymore. No, there's 57 genders as of this morning. I'm not sure if there's...
What? 57?
It might be 102. I don't know how many there are.
If it's 57 genders, then I'll bet you John Kerry's behind it because, of course, he's married to the heiress of the Heinz fortune.
You have to wonder, and you know these biologists know, they spent their whole lives studying genes and chromosomes. They know what base pairs are. They know what an XX and an XY chromosome is. They know what a boy and a girl, they know the difference. But they're too terrified. They're so terrified of these people to say what you just said is something that will never come out of their mouth because the spinelessness that has, you know, the anarchist and nihilist and communist and anti-religionist and the domestic enemies of this country, they've been on us for a good 4 or 5 decades. And, you know, Khrushchev was smart. He told us flat to our face, you know, pounding his shoe on the table. We're not gonna come to blows with you. We'll get you from within. Mm-hmm. And boy, truer words were never spoken.
Well, they've been working at it since the Wilson administration, long before Nikita Khrushchev was on the world stage. And they've made some significant progress, sadly. I want to go back to what's happening in Great Britain, David, if you will. And this was the original genesis of why I contacted you tonight. These elderly people in Great Britain are actually dying from the lack of access to heat. And
yeah.
It's because of the closing of the fracking industry in that country. Tell me more about that.
Well, back in 2003, 2004, when the fracking revolution started, Britain, before the maniacs, you know, killed it, Britain was pumping out about 110 billion cubic feet of natural gas for its domestic use.
Right.
Which is, it's not a lot, but, you know, Britain is a smallish country, so, you know, it's sufficient. Today, they're pumping out 40 billion. The drastic reduction of almost 65% in their natural gas. And we're not talking about using natural gas for fertilizer. You know, what I just meant, talked
sure.
about having putting food on you. Just to the basic bare minimum, if you were going to have a Spartan society and only use natural gas to keep your grandparents from freezing to death and getting, they're not actually freezing to death, but I've been told by people that live there for decades that old people stay in bed as long as they can, cover it up, and then ride around on the trolleys all day long, doing anything they can to try to keep warm because they're on a fixed budget, and this constant attack of the cold on them, it wears them down, and they needlessly die from pneumonia or some other, you know, if they don't freeze to death. But the data is that 3,000 every year, like clockwork, 3,000 are going to die coming right up, you know, with the winter that's coming upon us now. So here's a country that knows this. The data was out there, and it was published in the Independent, a big newspaper in Britain, 2 years ago when I first said, I saw it months and months ago. And I often wondered, I asked myself, why isn't anybody talking about this? So I put the simple facts out there, and boy, the British the British press is terrified to you know, you should imagine. I wish I could show you some of the emails I've gotten. They don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
So they're not even reporting the story in Great Britain, even though it's happening right in plain sight.
Well, the courageous Irish Examiner published it, and kudos to them. Kudos to you. Kudos to the great people of Cincinnati for hearing this out. You know, people need to speak. Yeah, I could be wrong about a lot of things. I'm wrong half the time. Every time I open my mouth, there's a good chance I'm saying something wrong. But if you don't discuss, you know, the settled science stuff has got to go away. We know where that goes. Galileo and burning people at the stake, and
mm-hmm.
you know, planets that don't revolve and continents that don't drift, and God giving man wings to fly. Otherwise, he walks. You know, that kind of stuff has got to. We assumed that was dead. These people, these oddballs, these eco-extremists, they're bringing all that stuff back.
Oh, it's a matter of, it's a cult. Like I said, it's a matter of superstition. It's like the Salem witch trials all over again. I'm talking to David Nabhan on what's going on in Great Britain and what's going on in the greater sense in the world right now with the climate terrorists who are... So tell me how the Green Party has attacked you for pointing this out, David.
Well, they wrote an op-ed where they a brainless one where they themselves said that they were slamming me. That's the headline: Green Party slams David Nabhan. And then yeah, I know you wouldn't think that anybody would put that in a headline. Who is actually talking about themselves? But these people don't possess mirrors. They don't. It's some jaw-dropping doublespeak, you know. They said that they admitted it. They said, here I'm quoting from it. I got it right here in front of me. Fuel poverty is a disgrace. They admit it. And is undoubtedly contributing to needless deaths. Exactly what I said. But, here comes their but. The fossil fuel industry only exacerbates a situation whereby older people struggle to heat their homes in winter. So it's just that they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, you know, giving you a platitude, pretending that they care about old people while they cut their gas off.
Amazing.
I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I've sent it out to news fonts all over the world, and it's a good window into the the kind of spine or the kind of gutlessness or the kind of courageousness that a newsman like you either has or doesn't, the kind of responses I get. And when I saw yours, I realized, you know, and it makes sense. In Cincinnati, you've got old people that that are on fixed budgets, and you've got a pretty nasty winter that comes through there every once in a while.
Well, you, David, it's a matter of fact, and the American Medical Association will tell you that heart attacks, especially among the elderly, increase in the colder winter months.
There you go.
So,
stuff like that.
I mean that's a known. So
yes.
If you're depriving people of an ability to keep warm in the winter, you are absolutely signing some of their death warrants. There's no question about it.
And they're doing it purposefully. All
yes.
They need to do is pump it out of the ground. They have God's given, they have the provisions right under their feet. It's a gift from God right under the, you know, the people of Great Britain own that. And they're prevented from being axed. Any, you know, it's pretty stunning. I hate to talk badly about the British because I admire them so much. They're a stalwart people. They've, you know, their history and culture is so, you read their history and you can't believe such courageous people existed
yeah.
for, you know, century after century. And then to see them turn into what they are at this moment. And I have so many friends in Britain. I have people on social media that I follow and follow me, and I know that they're listening to me right now. God save Britain and God save the British people, but you all are going to have, you know, we're not going to do it. We're not going over there again. They're going to have to buck up and find their nerve and save their own grandparents from freezing to death, for God's sake. I mean, you'd think they'd have enough guts for that.
David Nahan, right? I got to ask you a question. And I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. But I've got some more time. Do you have any more time, or do you need to go?
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going? So let's do another segment, okay?
Cause that's fine by me.
This is worthy of discussion, and I've been talking about these kind of issues pretty much ever since the UN climate conference began in Madrid, Spain, which was supposed to be in Chile, but, of course, they had to move countries because people were protesting about the green policies of the Chilean government, so they had to move it to Spain. But I want to talk to you more about this, and if you've got time, I've got a little bit more.
I appreciate it very much.
All right, hang on. David Nahan is our guest. It's about how the climate terrorists are actually killing old people in Great Britain and would like to see you or I on their list as well, I believe. As we continue on the Nightcap on 700 WLW. I'm gonna tell everybody, you're gonna feel it.